I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you feel it, man? Do you have the butterflies yet?
I got the butterflies. I'm feeling Nick's fever. Do you got the fever?
I got the fever, but I'll tell you what. They got to do exactly what Oklahoma City did last night. I mean, that's lay the hammer down at home, game one, set the tone of the series, and come out flying. And I know that the Pacers are a very good team. I've listened intently over the last couple days of just how good they are, how deep they are, how well they run, how well they move the ball, how well they shoot. Oh, my God. You would think on a national level that the Knicks don't even have a chance. And this was what was irking me yesterday, and it just continues and continues and continues. All I can tell you is that, you know, this is going to be a fever pitch tonight. Every game that the Knicks play from here on in is going to be the most expensive game, the most important game, and it's just going to go on and on and on as long as they continue to keep winning.
Yes, and that's what we've seen, like, you know, last year, and then when they first got back to the playoffs with Julius Randle back in the day, it's like, oh, man, you know, this is the first time for that. Last year, first time for this, and now here in 2025, it's the first time for them getting back to the Eastern Conference Finals. And I think the things that make you feel encouraged about the Knicks is the fact that they played their best game of the postseason the last game they played, and they played it at home. So you've heard about them peaking potentially right now is a word that I have heard out there. That would be great. Peak, take game one. And I mean, listen, the Oklahoma City Thunder took off in the second half and blew the doors off of Minnesota. That would be great if you could do that, but I'm not expecting a lot of rocking chairs in this series. I think this is going to be just an awesome, entertaining, down to the last second series that's going to go six or seven games.
It's exactly what a playoff rivalry series should be.
Yes.
And you would think that, we're going to see a lot of guys. Well, I don't know how many guys are going to get injured, but there's going to be a couple guys
getting
injured.
Let's not talk about that.
Well, I mean, you know, we talked about it prior to the Celtics and what it would take for the Knicks to win, and they would need a little bit of help here or there. They got it. And last year, and even this year, the Pacers have got it from their end. I mean, first with the Cavaliers and last year, of course, with the Knicks as they beat the Knicks in seven. And that was a beat-up Knicks team.
Oh, yeah.
That wasn't a team that featured Mitchell Robinson. That wasn't a team that featured Karl-Anthony Towns or OG Anunoby. I mean, like, or Mikal Bridges. So you have four of the most important players that are all healthy, ready to rock and roll. And the Garden's going to be just absolutely rocking tonight. So, you know, you look back at some of these playoff series between these two teams in history. It's just amazing. And here we are again. And Tyrese Haliburton, you know, he's filling the shoes of a Reggie Miller for older fans.
Yeah, that's right. And he's certainly, let's hope he doesn't work into the history of the New York Knicks as much as Reggie Miller did. I mean, it's certainly one series that they won, but I don't think any Knicks fan believed that if the Knicks had stayed healthy that the Pacers would have won that series. I mean, they were done by the end of it. OG tried his best to come back. He was limping around. He couldn't do a damn thing. You know, then Hart and Brunson both go down. It was impossible at that point. And this is going to be a completely different style of basketball that we're going to see from the Pacers. This is not going to be hucking up threes and depending on the three. Now, the three-point shot in every single series is a big deal. They're just not as much for the Pacers as it was the Celtics, where this team runs, it's transition, it's fast, it's trying to wear you out, it's all the bench and emptying the bench and keeping guys fresh and all of those things that we saw last year, and we're used to it now, having seen the Pacers, because it's a very, very similar team. The Knicks have changed a hell of a lot more from last year to this year than the Indiana Pacers have. So, yeah, can't wait. The only thing that sucks about it for us is we are going to be tired. Because these games are tipping off after 8 o'clock, and we're going to be up texting each other in the 11 o'clock hour and then seeing each other a couple hours later. But that's fine. That is a small sacrifice to make, Boomer, to have the Knicks in the Eastern Conference Finals. I will take no sleep. Give me this every year.
For God's sakes.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, you know, there's artificial energy. There's energy in the studio already this morning. You can feel it. There's also a palatable energy in the building. You know, I came in this morning. You know, there's the security guard down there. He's ready to rock and roll.
Oh, hell yeah. I mean,
like, everybody is ready for this. Everybody's looking forward to this. And quite frankly, you know, as just a New York sports fan overall, I mean, this is great for the city. You know, it really is. I mean, it brings out what I'd like to think is the best in everyone. I would imagine a lot of kids are wearing their Knick jerseys to schools today.
Yeah.
And I would think that you would be dyed in the wool like to miss this game tonight. You cannot miss this game. You got to watch every freaking second of this game.
Yeah, I don't know if it brings out the best in everybody as we saw that guy get hit with bags of garbage wearing the Pacers jersey.
I mean.
But I think it brings out the best in most of us. Let's say that. The best in most of us. And then the guy was screaming at Brian Windhorst and the whole thing. But yeah, I mean,
every now and then you can run to a lunatic. But I'm just telling you, what you saw last Friday night was just a fan base that's been waiting to explode. You know, we got Roscone in here this morning, and he's in for Al. And quite frankly, he's a huge Knick fan.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he told Wally Szczerbiak that he would have paid $10,000 for that Larry Johnson four-point ball.
Yeah, and by the way, me and Roscone sat next to each other for that game. He was kind enough to bring me to that playoff game. He had season tickets in his family, and he asked me to go because we grew up together and went to high school together. And so we have three out of the four of us that are sitting in the studio right now. We're at that LJ four-point play game, and I've said to this day that was the coolest moment I've ever had attending a game, and it's kind of like not even close because of how that whole thing went down and the chills and hugging strangers and where I was at that point in my life being young and then celebrating in the streets and doing the LJ thing. So,
you get exactly what the New York Knick fan, the young New York
Knick
fan.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah. I mean,
right
those
now.
Guys, it's their turn now for sure to experience this for the first time. And for us, it's a little bit more nostalgia and getting back into that excitement. But yeah, I mean, the guys that are calling up, and I hear them all day long on the radio station when I'm listening. I'm 20 something, I'm 30 something. I don't remember this, I don't remember that. You know, so it's really cool to see the energy and the reinvigoration that this franchise has brought to the city and the fan base. And Roscone did say, he's like, man, I want to go back to this series all these years later. He's like, the two of us should go. And I'm like, I can't, man. I just can't.
You
like,
know, if
I
there
can't.
Were a Sunday afternoon, 11 o'clock, 3 o'clock game, I could see you going to that.
But. And I did look at the home game schedule. Like, okay, tonight, just impossible. No way. Friday night, I'm going to be staying in Jersey. You know, going to be hanging out after the kickoff to summer. Then game five is what day? It's a middle of the week day too, right? It's like a Tuesday.
It's next. No, it'd be. Let me think.
No, it would be
next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
Yeah,
then we're talking Thursday.
That's the game I'm going to. Without you, thanks.
No, I know. I mean, you're still going to have a great time. It's not like it's going to matter. You're going to have a better time without me because the whole time I'm going to be looking at the clock going,
I'm
oh,
be
my
crying
God.
The whole time probably.
I'm like,
just going to be crying tears.
Like,
yeah, but you would stay in the city. You wouldn't go back
out.
Yeah,
I know, but you know.
But getting out of there.
Right, you know what this
win,
is like.
Assuming they win that game and getting out of there, you know, you never know what's going to be on the line for that game, but Jesus.
Like, I could go to bed, and it takes a little while after watching it on TV to fall asleep. It takes a little while. But if I'm leaving the arena, if they win, I'm all jacked up. If they lose, I'm pissed off.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.